Sora Poseidon has a brain less than a thousandth of its body size, the equivalent of a human being with a brain the size of a pea. Lobes for both sight and smell are tiny. Areas controlling information analysis, learning, and complex thought are barely developed.
If you look at the size of their brain, you actually have to kind of wonder how these animals managed.
But they did manage. Physical size makes up for every other shortcoming. Surviving for 50 million years, these mammoth creatures spread out across the globe onto every continent except Antarctica. But there's another dinosaur that doesn't rely on size. It uses an even more unusual trick to stay alive. The most sophisticated communication system ever developed in the prehistoric world. It's one vegetarian that lacks any obvious weaponry. A Parasaurolophus is a duckbill. Named for its duck-like beak, weighing in at almost 4 tons, it's not tiny, but taking on a 7-ton predator like a T-Rex would be suicide.
They have no fangs, no armor at all, no spikes or horns anywhere in the body. They seem to be large, vulnerable targets.
Parasaurolophus range across a vast area more than 160,000 square kilometers from Alberta, Canada to New Mexico, a region with more than its fair share of vicious predators.
What has puzzled all of us is, how do they protect themselves?
The most important clue to this mystery is buried inside their skull. Parasaurolophus has the biggest brain of all herbivores, and one part of that brain is abnormally large, the area responsible for hearing and interpreting sounds. It's called the auditory cortex.
What was a surprise is the higher centers of their brain are very large and suggest that something very different is going on in Parasaurolophus and its kin than in most other of these plant-eating dinosaurs.
But how does an advanced auditory cortex help a Parasaurolophus defend itself against monster carnivores? First of all, its acute hearing can detect an approaching predator from kilometers away. Then, most importantly, it can react, deploying an unusual weapon. A distinctive sound that originates deep inside a strangely shaped head crest.